Hello, here is your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 1st. A candidate for U.S. Senate dropped by the KVNF studios Wednesday evening. John Walsh, a Democrat from Denver, is seeking to unseat Republican Cory Gardner in next year's election. Walsh is a former United States Attorney for Colorado, appointed by President Obama, and served in that position from 2010 until 2016. Walsh is part of a crowded field of Democrats seeking Gardner's seat. Andrew Romanoff is considered the frontrunner right now, although some speculate Secretary of State Jenna Griswold and former Governor John Hickenlooper might enter the race late. First, Walsh talked about why he came to Paonia and what he thinks separates him from the other candidates.
Well, I think it's really crucial that any senator for the state of Colorado actually spends the time and the effort to visit and work with and learn about the entire state of Colorado. I've lived almost all my life in Colorado and have had a chance to be in Paonia more than once in the past. And this is a wonderful part of the state. It's got its own unique challenges and advantages. And I think it's crucial that if there's going to be a U.S. senator who truly represents the whole state, that senator, which I expect to be me, understands the situation that you all are dealing with here in this wonderful valley in the western part of the state. I have always been a person, like so many of us, who care deeply about being from this state. It's a unique state in so many ways. A place that demands our attention because it's so geographically diverse. So what differentiates me is I've spent a lifetime working all around the state, and as U.S. attorney, worked in every part of the state, Western Slope, very much so. Not just campaigning politically, because I'm not a career politician. I'm someone who's served at a high level in public office, but really with a problem-solving mission, which is to work with people across the political spectrum to actually get stuff done. In addition to that, I've had the experience, and I think this is unique among the Democratic candidates, all of whom are great folks, of representing Colorado in important policy matters in Washington, because I had to go back and fight on behalf of this state while I was U.S. attorney to make sure that the needs of this state got paid attention to in what is a totally different environment back inside the Beltway.
Walsh said that there are three main policy issues that he contests against Senator Gardner.
It's an interesting situation because part of the fundamental reason I'm in this race is that when I look at Cory Gardner's record, somewhere along the way, he lost track of the fact that he represents the state of Colorado and the people of Colorado. Somewhere along the way, he stopped paying attention to what the vast majority of Coloradans want, whether it's on healthcare or on the environment and public lands and questions of climate change, or things as simple as and crucially important as women's reproductive rights. On each of those topics, really strong majorities of Coloradans agree on the direction that we should be taking. But on each of those topics, Cory Gardner has gone in the opposite direction. I think he lost his way in part, though, because he decided that in order to get reelected, he had to get in close step with our current president. And I think that was a mistake on many levels, and it's going to lead to him losing this next election.
And finally, Walsh talked about the perception among some voters on the Western Slope that their leaders don't represent their best interests.
I totally understand why there is a perception that Washington and Denver don't always care about the Western Slope, and unfortunately, there's truth in it at times. As U.S. attorney for this state, I spent a lot of time on the Western Slope and in the Four Corners and up and down the state dealing with the issues that this part of the state face. That's something that I feel in my bones, not just because it was actually my job, which it was, but because this is such a tremendous state with such geographical and diversity that needs that attention. So I will make this commitment to the folks here in Paonia and the whole Western Slope. As your next U.S. Senator, I'll wake up every day to making sure that I am paying attention to the needs of the entire state. And I will be here frequently, as I will be and am in the course of this campaign.
Health providers in expensive mountain communities are taking a page from Netflix and other membership-based models. Eric Galatis has the story.
Employers in expensive mountain communities now have another option for keeping workers well at competitive prices. Mountain Family Health Center's Health Solutions allows workers to access primary medical, dental, and behavioral health care with no copays and no deductibles whenever they need it for a monthly fee of $135 per worker. Gary Schala with Mountain Health says the program gives employers and agencies a chance to think outside the box in the current marketplace.
To find solutions that fit the needs of those workers up and down our valley who are really the economic driver for tourism and for hospitality and for all the other services.
Schala says the program is not meant to be a substitute for major medical coverage, but it can reduce the costs of preventative care, which can lead to fewer sick days, improved productivity, and employee engagement and retention. Mountain Health is one of a number of federally qualified health centers across the nation piloting membership programs in an effort to get more uninsured workers access to care. A key to offering affordable care is reducing costs. Schala says Mountain Health's multiple locations along the I-70 corridor and the Roaring Fork Valley have worked hard over the past decade to become leaner and fitter. He notes assigning each patient a team creates efficiencies. Providers don't have to reinvent the wheel. They know their patient's history.
That helps bring down the cost. And that whole team-based care is wrapped around with a dental team and a behavioral health team. So by doing a team-based care, you're really getting much better value and you're getting knowledge of that patient.
Schala says the program provides an affordable primary care option for seasonal or part-time employees who may not be eligible for employer-based health benefits. Employers can also extend coverage to employee dependents. Coverage for a worker, their spouse, and a child costs less than $300 a month. This is Eric Galatis reporting for the Colorado News Connection.
And finally today, the town of Paonia has decided to move on without its town administrator. Sources confirmed to KVNF News that Town Administrator Ken Knight has been put on administrative leave after an incident 2 weeks ago when he shouted at a neighbor. After two executive sessions on Tuesday night, Paonia trustees voted to put Knight on leave. They also directed Town Attorney Bo Nerlin to begin negotiating a settlement with Knight. Knight is now the fifth town administrator Paonia has gone through in the past 6 years. And that was your KVNF regional newscast for Thursday, August 1st. For KVNF News, I'm Eric Gould. Thanks so much for listening.